Welcome to Having Words, I'm Josh Martello. What you're about to listen to is season one of the podcast, where myself, Tom, Aiden, and occasionally some of our closest friends join us for a chat. In this season, we have a general chat about our lives, things we've learned or seen that week that we thought would make an interesting discussion. In season two, however, starting at episode 33, Promoting Positivity with Holly Hoskerson, the format changes. I wanted the podcast to be an avenue for people like you and me to learn and grow, which is why season two is all about promoting insightful conversation and encouraging meaningful content, very different to season one. In each episode, we have a special guest that talks about everything from pursuing their passions, what they learned from their successes, and how they coped and became stronger from their struggles. We also delve into taboo or controversial topics, such as mental health, and talks with people who have particular views or opinions towards a certain topic. Please stay for this episode, but if it isn't for you, check out season two. Nevertheless, thank you for listening, and here is the episode.
Testing.
Testicle.
Testicles.
Okay, we're all good.
Tortellini.
Tortellini.
Tortellini. I think he's getting ready to start.
I don't think he is.
Should we just keep him? If he has to hold his breath much longer, he might die.
Welcome. Welcome to Having Words, our second official episode. Our fifth actual episode on the
IRC. What does that mean?
Wait, what? This is our,
Yeah,
this is our second official one, and the first three is when we were on URF Radio.
Wasn't it?
Welcome, Having Words, that's us.
I should do good evening.
I'm Josh, and with me, as per usual, is my two favourite people.
As per
usual. As per usual is Aiden and Thomas. And
I thought you were going to mention me.
And this week, and this week for our special guest, it's Dylan.
Special.
Dylan!
Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me. You know,
welcome,
I feel
Dylan.
Like a special guest on a lot of stuff, but
is this your most privileged thing ever to be a part
currently.
Of?
Currently. Oh, at this very moment.
This week, we're having words with...
Dylan!
That could be our thing.
You fucked it.
That could be
having
our
words with Dylan.
Having words with Dylan. It sounds like we're going to tell him off.
Dylan, wait!
He's even got the finger up wagging at me.
Oh.
Be sure to stick around as we'll discuss top discussions from this week, as well as finishing with games to find out who will be this episode's competition winner.
Probably Aiden.
Well, last week...
Because I get very competitive.
Yeah, so last week Aiden won, and he won the title. Do you remember what it was?
Pregnant.
Aiden the Pregnant.
Aiden the Pregnant.
That's a
Aiden
nice title, I like it.
Basically,
congratulations, bro.
The title was randomly generated, so it's like Aiden the blank. So although he won, he might get a bad title.
Yeah, so I didn't really...
Pregnant is
in.
Not a bad title.
It's not a bad title.
It gives you a lot of privilege.
Yeah, exactly.
Although, if you're in America, it severely increases your chances of getting killed.
So,
but at least I can park closer in Tesco.
Can you?
Oh,
the
yeah, they got pregnant, yeah. I mean, no one's going to say, you can't park there if you're pregnant.
Oi!
Can you not see my belly?
I feel like the side effects are a lot worse than those positives that you've just listed. Because you get burdened.
Look, Aiden worked out in his head.
I was seriously considering
financial responsibility, personal responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
What else we got?
Yeah, but that parking.
Weekly shop got 2% easier.
So Dylan has been, he's been in a lot of URF stuff, University Radio Falmer stuff, which is where obviously we were
yeah,
first
next year I'll be having my own radio show. You're welcome to give me a shout out.
You're
I
not allowed to
it.
Take
him
off. Take him off.
Oh God, he's
dead. I'm not even pregnant.
He's bleeding. Oh my God. So obviously this week for the competition segment at the end, Tom would have had a chance of claiming a title, but now it's even harder for you because there's two other people to compete against.
I don't think
great.
Tom's Hold
ever
on,
would he have
game.
Just automatically received it if I hadn't been here? Because I can go.
No, because it would still be between, he'd have 50%.
You still have to fight for the title.
But this week we're going to start off with some general news, general discussions. First off, guys, Tom.
Hey.
I actually heard, Tom, that you got a little so-and-so on your arm.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh.
A little so-and-so. Dylan, guess what he's got on his arm?
A baby?
Oh my God!
Get it up!
No, I just got an X-Wing tattooed on my arm.
I fuck with the X-Wing.
It's awesome. So cool.
Not a baby. But yeah.
Awesome.
Got an X-Wing, man.
It's so cool.
I do still Thanks. Think TIE fighters are superior.
Really?
Why?
What? Yeah, why?
Yeah, that's good.
Because they're more compact.
So in terms of an actual practical
yeah.
use,
you know what?
In a
where are you
going to
park an X-Wing in town? In Brighton especially.
If you're
pregnant. No, wait, hold on. So like,
I think it's just like more from a design perspective. I like the sort of.
I'm gonna have to disagree.
Okay, I'm with
you. He's on fucking Y-wings, isn't he?
Why would you pick that wing?
In my own mind, I am actually Darth Vader. Therefore, I have
it on. We didn't even be in a standard.
So you're just spinning
one.
Out of control.
Oh god! I didn't even
terrible design.
No, X-wings are sick, mate. You know that scene in Force Awakens where they're attacking the First Order and they go down onto the sea and they're like flying right above it, the lake. That's beautiful. That cool. I love that shit.
I just watched Solo actually last week.
I haven't seen it.
I quite enjoyed it. I found that actually a lot of these sort of spin-off Star Wars things. Well, I mean, there's like two, but Rogue One has been like probably my favorite of the new ones. And that's including the prequels.
I think it's the most well-made Star Wars film.
It was.
The other ones you hold on to the nostalgia and like how classic they are, but Rogue One is so beautifully done. They're stopping, aren't they, the spin-offs? I think it was after Solo, I think a lot of the reviews were quite bad, the critics' ones, and I think they've got The Mandalorian coming out, which is a TV series / movie.
I think so. I'm not too sure.
I don't know what it is.
I haven't even heard of that.
Aiden, don't leave. Yeah. How was your week?
My week's been great.
How was any purchases that you made this week?
Purchases I made this week? Bought a skateboard.
Yeah.
So you can sit behind Abby and I.
I'm really not that good.
Oh. We just go chill.
No. I can't kickflip, dude.
Oh.
That's a requirement.
Oh, that's all right, cool. By the way, he said he couldn't kickflip either.
No! How could you say that out loud? I'm working on it, I swear!
I can do an ollie. Like, that's standard.
So what made you want to get a skateboard?
I used to have a skateboard, and then I kind of gave up because I was young.
I was young and stupid. Yeah.
But now I'm like, it's really fun. I went to a skate park, and I was like, this is really fun. Bought one, went down my first ramp. Scary, terrifying, fell off, really good.
You cried.
Definitely didn't cry.
Just a tiny bit.
but no, it's really fun. It's just,
So why am I leaking? What's going on?
Sweaty eyeball.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you get that a lot?
Is that your new habit now? Your new hobby is?
Maybe, yeah. I think I like it because it's just like something creative you can do and just mess around.
And it's cool,
dude.
Skater boy.
Skater boy.
You're the first cool skater boy I know.
What?
Whoa.
What does that mean?
I thought he was at least going to say hi.
he's far cooler than me.
Hein is pretty cool.
Speaking of skateboarding, Dylan, you had a little accident, didn't you?
Yeah, so about a month ago, I was skating at home on campus, and a guy didn't see me at all. Like, he straight up didn't. I don't even understand how, because there was lights in the air. I mean, I know it was a dark night.
Right.
It was crying. I mean, the sky was crying, not me. Shut up. And, he hit me, and I thought
he was in a car.
Well, like, he tried to brake. He tried to brake, but he hit me.
Was he walking?
No, he was in the car. Sorry, right.
Just clattered you for no reason.
This is confused. We missed a key part of that story out.
Yeah, no, he tried to brake, but he still hit me, and I just kind of wanted to go home.
He tried to brake. Oh, I missed.
Damn immigrants.
He's not wearing high visibility.
No, I think it was just a new driver, like, he looked really young, and it was.
Was it like
expensive car? It was like a silver Audi. I don't know what time.
Oh my god!
Was it like in the movies when they slam the brakes, and the car's still going, sway across the road?
No, it was more like the guy tried to brake, but it didn't really brake, and so it still hit me. So it was more like
it was a brake hit.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if that translates very well across.
That's an audio description.
I thought I was okay. I was a little stiff the next day. Actually, quite stiff. I could not get out of bed.
Happens every morning.
Oh no!
I just couldn't get out of bed the entire day. And about
did you go fly?
Did you go over the?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like, over the
proper
car.
Went like.
Did you go over the car like all the way over?
Another audio description.
was it all the way over?
What?
Did he drive you over and then reverse? Like, oh, I hear him. I better make sure he's all right.
Double tap.
No, so he hit me and then I went flying.
My God, shoot him down.
Out of the park.
It was only like 2 meters. But,
that's a fair distance.
So you can get out of bed the next morning.
Yeah, but anyway, the day after that was fine. I felt stiff, but, you know, all right. I was just like, it's probably standard.
Yeah. But my legs were missing.
Did you not even get out and say sorry?
Did he stop?
Oh yeah. And the thing that's why I felt like so bad, because he looked like so scared that I was kind of like, oh, okay, don't worry about it. I'll go now.
Because it was so dark, he couldn't see. He was like, what did I just hear?
And about a week and a half or so ago, I went to the doctors and apparently I fucked up my ligament in my leg, so I'm not allowed to skate for another like 3 weeks.
Wow.
And it's killing me because our flatmate Hein convinced me to get another skateboard.
So now you have two. Your new skateboard's nice.
Oh, I really
like it. It's got like little penises on it.
I don't.
Are
you serious?
Oh yeah, it does.
100% serious.
Actual yeah.
Got a little penis on it.
It's got four little penises on it.
Can I ask why?
Because it's aesthetic.
Penises are aesthetic.
I put my dick everywhere, man.
Do you?
No.
Can't think of a less aesthetic actually. Thing.
No,
penis.
It's
vagina.
It's artwork. Oh, there is also a vagina.
What? So, Aiden, Dylan, are you scared of Audis now because that Audi scarred you?
What are you talking about Audi for?
Because it hit you.
Audi.
Audi came out of nowhere to come out with their great deals.
I'm not allowed to go in Audi shops. You know, they've got amazing sales, but I'm just too scared.
Can't step foot in there.
Audi.
No, not really, actually.
Well, you should be scared of a certain someone in the news this week who was driving reckless. Did you guys read this?
Yeah, I read this.
Prince Philip.
And also,
yeah, he's the old one, isn't he?
Yeah.
What do you expect when you give a 97-year-old, like...
Yeah, actually, that's a good drive. Like, I can understand for some people who still pass tests. Like, yeah. I don't know about how it is in the UK, but...
I think when you reach
back
7...
in Europe...
Yeah.
You have to do it yearly. Like,
well, you're from...
Yeah, we're not part of Europe.
And you have to do a full check.
I think
of, like,
when you reach 70 in the UK, you have to... reapply?
Yeah.
I don't know if you have to retest.
It's just you need to update your license, basically.
I don't think so.
Dylan, for our viewers, where are you from?
I am mixed race.
Where were you born?
That's a hard question. I was adopted.
Oh, man.
I was born in Luxembourg.
Luxembourg?
Nice, cool.
Nice one. Cool.
What language do I speak there?
Luxembourgish.
So
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
you told me.
I told you this the other day.
And also English now, and also Portuguese.
So is it
there's a lot of
it's still evolving.
About now, it's like 51% of the population is expats or like people that aren't
really
like Luxembourgish.
Not native Luxembourgish.
Yeah. Or like Luxembourgish. I mean, technically, I'm not even Luxembourgish. My dad's like, if you're gonna go back to like, he's Luxembourgish, but he's Belgian origin. They just moved out of the Second World War because
meanwhile
Belgium's fucked.
Yeah, no, that's
fair. Farmers, and then
Tom loves a good World War chat.
Did somebody say World War II?
He drew a Tom.
Actually, I did. I said exactly that.
Oh, you did, yeah.
Tom, favorite war.
Infinity War. That killed me.
Nice, good answer.
Nice.
That's a favorite
game.
That's a respectable answer.
Wait, what war?
No.
Are we actually answering that question?
Is it side for Endgame then? After Infinity War?
Oh, massively, man.
Yeah, no, you can't
watch. I haven't even watched the trailer.
That trailer did not hype me up at all.
I don't know. It just didn't... I think it's because after, like, the big snap... I don't know why I did that, sorry.
The big...
But
snap.
It really kind of leaves everything to be like, well, you can put a trailer out, but people are just going to watch a trailer and just be like, okay, but nothing's really going to satisfy me until I watch what
people
happens.
Are going to watch it regardless.
Yeah. I'm not going to watch the trailer, but I know I'm going to watch the film. Cause
yeah, I can't.
Yeah.
It's Infinity. Exactly.
It's the final Endgame.
Is it? I thought there was another one.
No,
Endgame. Well, no, it's called Endgame.
Speaking of the fact, there probably will be, but...
Yeah.
Actually, no, they were saying that it was probably going to be Robert Downey Jr. It was his last film.
And
the contract.
Captain America.
Yeah, and
Chris Evans.
Captain America is meant to die.
I think he will.
In the comics,
he should become Nomad, depending on what comics.
Isn't he already Nomad?
Well, I'm not.
Well, at this point, he should be, but they didn't really establish that in the Avengers films.
He just changed his hair.
There's not really any space for that.
Yeah. Have you guys seen the Spider-Man trailer?
We've Far From Home.
Haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, man. I didn't like Homecoming. So
I think it's just the fact that Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh yeah, he's in it.
Oh yeah, who's he?
What,
he's
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Mysterio. Yeah.
Prince Phillips.
Oh, oh yeah, Prince Phillips.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He has not said sorry to the woman that he hit or crashed into or whatever.
Well, he doesn't have to.
He's royalty. He doesn't.
He can
have
just to.
I don't know about that, but
you were in my way.
Oh, Emma Fairweather has
back in my day, peasants never spoke out.
something
he would say.
The victim has reportedly said that she's in a lot of pain after breaking her wrist in the collision and feels ignored because he hasn't said anything.
Well,
say sorry. No.
She won that text message. from
them. He's probably forgotten he's even done it.
Sliding
he's
into your DMs. Hey, right, sorry about your wrist.
Just keeps driving off. Maybe, actually, was this around... No, okay.
I don't know. I didn't even really hear about it. I've like...
What car was he in?
Range
Rover. Like Range Rover.
Oh, so it wasn't an Audi?
No.
I would have expected a Rolls Royce, not going to lie.
Thought it would have been...
Yeah. You think so?
Would have been the same car that hit
I can't believe they let him drive.
I actually got hit by Prince Philip.
Yeah, he was around the UK. Cool.
Did you see the memes surrounding it? It's like
I
did.
Meme. Oh, I wish.
Bird Box 2 memes. he's got a blindfold. It's him.
I feel like Ada's like the memer.
He is the memer.
The memer.
You're the memer, Ada.
I'm fairly... I'm not like a meme lord at
the
anymore.
Meme of the week.
But I'm up to date at least.
I want... Do you guys want a soundboard? I'll do it.
Don't get soundboards.
Soundboards.
No, Josh abuses it.
Episode 2, you can see me mess around with the soundboard.
Mess game. Around, you mean ruin the episode.
You guys
you know what?
It.
Don't watch it.
they can't see your look. You failed.
Reverse psychology.
Once a week, we have to mention the Switch.
No, we all own Switches.
I own a Switch.
Oh, yeah, too.
So, Dylan, obviously, the game that you're playing at the moment is Smash. Would you say that's your favourite game at the moment?
There are actually two games that I'm playing right now.
Or
I'm playing Smash, and I'm playing Diablo 3.
Diablo 3?
That's
is that on the Switch?
Yeah, it's on
incredible.
Switch.
What?
And I'm enjoying it. Probably shouldn't be right now.
Yeah, do you have a dissertation to write?
Yeah, 2 weeks starting tomorrow.
Actually, how many words?
Less than 2 weeks now. Well, since my computer died.
Oh, yeah.
You have to play Diablo then.
No,
you have no other option.
Yeah. No, I'll be going to the library tomorrow and really getting us a head start on it. Right. So, well, not a head start.
Head start, you mean?
Hey,
wait a minute.
You don't know, I don't feel pressure until the last 12 to 24 hours.
So, like,
you
know, most uni students, really.
I get that. Uni students.
Uni students.
Aiden.
Yeah.
Skater boy.
So, not only do I not have a Switch, I also will never have a degree.
They're overrated.
Yeah, I agree.
It's got me nothing.
It's got me
You're
everything.
A placement. That's good.
I didn't need a degree for that.
No, but you like it.
Yeah.
It's got so me cheeks.
Got me
money.
Chicks.
Has it?
Yeah.
Please.
You've got Mario Party as well, don't you?
No.
You still don't have that?
No.
What is that? What's on there?
Mario Party?
Yeah.
You've never played Mario Party?
It's so much fun. It's such a bullshit game.
I'll go into
on Mario Party.
We might do. That's my deal.
Some video,
like that.
I feel like
some
you probably need some
action going on.
Just audio. Wow.
Wow.
It's really fun. It's complete bullshit, though, because...
Oh yeah, it's bullshit.
Because like,
if you're
losing, they give you like
win.
A little
yeah,
you win.
Literally, if you're losing really bad, they go, oh, look at this player, really showed some determination. This game, 10 stars.
That sounds just like, great for me.
Could you not turn that off?
In all honesty,
I don't think you can.
It's Mario Party.
Algorithm.
It's Mario Party.
No, the old ones were rather
but
the
over,
fucking brutal.
Yeah, I played the old ones.
Do you know how the most liked picture on Instagram?
Yeah.
Oh, it's an eggy boy. God.
It is an egg. Dylan is fed up with this. Why are you fed up?
Because I missed it.
Do you prefer Kylie Jenner?
You missed it.
What do you mean you missed it?
No.
Shut up. I'm not a... I don't want to keep...
Have you guys liked...
Russians.
Have you guys liked the image?
No, I do too, man.
I haven't liked it.
I don't like anything apart from my girlfriend's posts.
Nice.
You should get jealous of the egg.
No.
I've liked it. It's on like 50 million likes now.
I haven't liked it. I think it's cooler not to like it.
Well, how many likes do we have?
I just don't give a shit. It's not worth the effort of going to find it.
You just type in egg and it pops up. They've got the Guinness World
Record. You can probably just type in E and it'll come up.
Oh, I typed in nothing and it came up.
Yeah, try it.
Yesterday I stayed up till 4 p.m. a.m. 4 a.m.
Whoa, 4 p.m.
This mad
what?
Man.
Mental.
I stayed up until 4 a.m. watching the Netflix series You.
Oh, I've heard
about
this.
Well, everyone's talking about this.
So it's about this really paranoid guy that's kind of like a stalker as well. And like, he's...
Is he or is he not?
He is a stalker.
Right.
Well,
he's a stalker.
Spoilers, fucking left, right, and centre.
He's super
it's
paranoid.
Established in the trailer.
I didn't watch the trailer because I didn't want spoilers either.
Yeah. Didn't watch the
trailer
either. Okay. Yeah.
Woo. Fucking got him.
I haven't watched it either.
Sorry,
that's
how we
high five. That's how we high five on the mic. We just clap our hands together. Hey, high five!
Oh, just one of us.
Yeah, I watched You on Netflix and it's really good. It's 10 episodes, which is why I had to finish it because I was so on the edge of my seat. So
jittery.
Yeah,
I feel like
well.
This was a connection.
Is it just
between
one
us two? Because I was up until 4 a.m. last night as well.
4 p.m.
No, a.m.
Damn uni students staying up till 4 p.m.
Actually, it was our neighbours.
Oh yeah.
Wait, what?
Oh,
sorry, right?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about the neighbours real quick?
No, I kind of want to let you talk about you.
I would recommend it if you get worked up because of TV programs anyway. Maybe not watch it, because I couldn't go to bed without finishing the series, because episode is like, oh my god, I need to watch the next one.
Is it one series?
Yeah. Well, no, they're going to make another one. The last episode was like, they only did that to make another season.
But what was the premise? Is it like just a guy stalking a girl?
This guy's stalking this girl that he likes, and there's a lot of narration over the top, so it's what he's thinking and stuff. And like a lot of things are like, oh my god, I think like that. Do I think like a stalker? It's really good. I'd highly recommend it.
I a sociopath?
Exactly.
If I don't even go home, is he going to follow me home?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, because I need to be obsessed with you, and I hate...
Next segment.
So you hate me, but you're obsessed with me. You're obsessed with me so much because you hate me.
So last week, Aiden won the title. Aiden the pregnant. Aiden, congratulations.
Congratulations.
I'm not clapping.
Thanks, Tom.
You're welcome.
Cheers for that. This week, one of you, including Aiden again, could have the chance to get a title. Aiden only barely won against Tom.
Barely, emphasis.
And claimed the title of Aiden the Pregnant. Today's competition will be a simple three-rounder of urban dictionaries. Last week, we explored the three different categories we'll be exploring.
Good game.
And Dylan, do you know the urban dictionaries game?
Basically, explain!
Explain! Do you guys want to explain it?
No.
Yeah, I'll do. So, it's a game, right? Josh is going to read out...
I don't like that.
He's going to read out a word that's on Urban Dictionary, and we have to try and figure out what the definition for that word is.
Okay. Obviously, because...
For example...
So that's actually not too far off from what I assumed it would be.
No, but for example, he read out a word that was checkmate.
Checkmated.
You can check it out on episode...
One.
One.
You were so chuffed with yourself that you got that.
Yeah, episode one or two, whatever.
It was a practice round.
Yeah.
Well, what did it mean?
That's what I mean. So checkmated isn't checkmated as in chess. It's where you're at urinals. There's three urinals or five urinals.
You have
no choice but to go in the middle. Checkmate.
No, that's when you don't go in there.
Yeah, but you've been checkmated.
Someone leaves.
So you have to wait, yeah.
So basically, I'm gonna say a word.
I thought you meant the checkmating was the fact that like they do that.
You just hate yourself. Basically, like Aiden said, they say a word or a phrase, and you guys take turns guessing what the definition could be. Because Dylan is our guest this week, he will go first. Then Tom, because he lost last week, and then last Aiden. The reason we're doing it this way is because Dylan or Tom could get it before Aiden. So Aiden's going last in that regard.
I get last dibs.
Yeah.
Get it right, I don't get a choice. I'm like, well,
think.
Okay.
Sorry, I need it.
I'm a preggy boy.
Round one.
Actually, I think he should go first because he has parking for a better spot.
Okay, so round one, starting with Dylan.
The
word on Urban Dictionary is beef walk.
Beef walk.
Beef walk.
Right. One word.
Two words.
I'm not sure if he's...
Beef walk.
Walk is in walking.
Yeah, he says it.
Stop leaning in.
Is that like the walk you do when you take a shit?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, come on, man. You can't speculate them.
I'll go with that.
Interesting.
Look, this is when he gets cocky.
Gonna go around three times.
When Aiden knows, he knows what the answer is. He'll lean back, be
it's
like what he is now, and he'll go.
No, just
lock it in. Is that your final answer? Is that it?
Wrong.
Is that it? Flat out incorrect. That's what you're like.
So that's your one. That when you're walking to go to the toilet, Dylan, incorrect.
Cool.
It was not the walk you do to go to the toilet for a poop.
I didn't mean when you're gonna poop.
Beef
I meant
walk.
When you need to poop. I didn't say you're gonna
when
poop.
When you need to poop.
It's quite enough.
They take the poop.
Tom.
And they leave
it. It's like ice cream.
Currently, Tom the. Because you don't have a word yet.
Tom the no
just...
title, never will have one. I'm joking. All right, I've got belief in you. Belief, beef in you.
What?
I'm trying to get inside his head.
A colossal knobhead when it comes to these games. He like takes it so seriously. Mind games in Urban Dictionary on a podcast. What are you talking about? What a knob.
I'm just here for the fun, isn't
it? No, you're not. You're leaning back. Like...
And the title shot.
Tom, he's a skate boy now, right?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
That's why. Go on, Tom, throw it out there.
I'm going to go for...
It's not very casual.
It's where, like, I've gone for the literal, relatively literal definition. When you're trying to, like, you're going to start a fight or You know, you're getting a bit beefy.
Actually, yeah, I see what you mean.
You're walking, you know what I mean? You're walking and you're like, yeah, come at me, bro.
He's trying to get up in your head.
Incorrect.
Okay. Oh, good, because that's what I was going to say. That's what I was thinking. All right, I'm going to say when you're really hungry and you're walking to dinner because you got steak on your mind, beef walk.
Incorrect and the worst answer.
I fully support it was the worst answer. But when I had
well, that's why I didn't fucking say it. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to give you an example now and then we're going to start again with Dylan. Okay, the example is person A, where did you just go? Person B, let's go on a beef walk.
I've got it.
No, you haven't.
I've got it.
No, you haven't because you said that last time when you were wrong.
No, yeah. But I've got it this time.
Aiden the pregnant looking smug.
Aiden the pregnant.
Dylan there is. Go on, Dylan.
So, what was the sentence again?
Person A, where did you go, man? Person B, yeah, let's go to beef walk.
Thanks for the acting, by the way. Yeah, really sells it.
I guess you had to go to the bathroom.
Interesting. Is that your final thing? Dude, beef walk is going to the bathroom?
Okay, man. like, sure.
Incorrect, bro.
Well, it's literally the same answer you gave last round.
Exactly the same. Just with less poop.
No, it's different.
Tom.
Right.
Tom there.
Going for a beef walk. Is it going for a fag and a walk at the same time?
Interesting. Very interesting.
By fag, I mean cigarette.
Incorrect.
Okay.
I'm going to say it's a walk that you need. If you're really riled up about something, you have to walk, take a beef walk to calm yourself down.
Incorrect.
I was so confident in that too.
Someone going off to fart. Is that your final answer?
Sure. Dude, honestly, it sounds like it's something like that.
Correct.
Yay!
Oh. Beef walk.
Why?
I don't know. Beef, like... What is that?
That's not what beef sounds like.
What was that?
Is it because cows fart a lot?
Yeah, possibly.
Maybe.
All it says is going outside or away from the group in order to fart with less consequence.
Fair enough. I mean, I don't get... I like it. I'm going to use
beef
it.
Beef walk.
Sorry, let's go. My beef walk.
Yeah. Dylan's at 1 point. Aiden the pregnant, 0. Tom, 0. Round 2. I like the clapping in between rounds. Round 2. This one is a common phrase. I might have heard one of you say it before.
He's never heard it before in his entire life.
Suicide wank. Suicide wank.
I like it already.
I love it.
I think Aiden knows what it is.
Thomas first, then Dylan, then Aiden.
Right, well.
I know what this is too. I know what it is.
Do you want to let me answer?
Yeah, go for it, mate.
Shall I wait? Because Aiden knows what this is, right?
Well, I don't necessarily know what it is.
Shall I give the hint first?
No, because then they'll get
it.
Yes. It's not if. What if I don't know what it is? What if this is mind games? I don't know what it is. I'm trying to get in the head.
Maybe, okay. Don't worry about the hint. Suicide wank.
Sorry, it's just a funny phrase.
It is, isn't it? Right, so it's when you have a wank when you know you're going to get caught.
Interesting. Very interesting.
I like it.
So you're close. Like, they come in and, you know.
Close. I'm going to say incorrect, though. I'm going to say incorrect. Dylan.
You're not thinking.
Is it having a wank when you don't have, you don't think you're going to be able to clean it up? Or, like, do you get what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Oh, suicide!
it's like
Mom!
No, like, you're gonna be under pressure to clean it up, but you do it anyway because you gotta. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I like that.
Incorrect, Aiden.
Fucking do it.
It's when
this man's done
you
it.
Are mid, I can say season. Wank because it's in the word.
We've all
you're
been
mid wank and you call for a relative to come upstairs into your room. And you challenge yourself to nut before they get in there.
Oh my god, I'd actually
otherwise
forgotten this was a thing.
Otherwise you fail the suicide wank.
I'd forgotten this was a thing.
Correct!
Hey!
Oh, when you're having a wank, just before you blow the load, you shout, Mum! Or Dad! Then try and finish the job before they get into your room. Well done, Aiden.
Well done, Aiden.
1 point for Dylan. What? 1 point for Aiden the pregnant.
Hey.
I'd repressed it so much because I didn't want to think about it.
Because of that one day.
And he tried it.
That fateful
Mom,
day.
Get out of here! Oh, no. That's a whole other level. pointing it at the door. That's a whole other level. So then if you mess it up,
you want to turn around so your wheelie chair, you can spin it and just be like,
360. I was expecting you.
360.
How do you know?
Oh, dude, I know, I didn't want to say anything, but I was kind of like, should I mention it or not?
Yes, mention it. I don't, like, if someone lets you walk around with your fly and then on, like, a bogey.
Well, you're not walking around,
doesn't
though.
Say anything.
A bogey in your
fly. Okay, no, a bogey's different because that's, like, an area that people will typically look at a lot.
Yeah, so you go, I just go like, dude, you got a little, and they're like, oh, thanks.
Exactly.
Yeah. No one's ever been like, how could you? It's like, it's not my fault, I'm helping you out.
How dare you not clean your nose?
So I went through half a day at work, and I had toothpaste here, and no one said anything until I saw my mate, and I was like, oh, dude, you got toothpaste.
You're such a white dad. I don't think you know it.
What do you mean?
It's just like toothpaste, like there. It's such a...
No, I'd say I'm more like a 5-year-old. I can't brush my teeth properly.
I mean, don't you guys just like wash your face after you brush your teeth?
No.
No.
What? No.
That's weird, dude.
I can't tell if you're being sarcastic or not.
No,
that's not a normal thing to do.
How's the dirt from your teeth going in your face?
No, what I mean
dirt
is like
from your
you brush your teeth and then you usually have like
a sip of water, yeah.
Toothpaste and saliva and shit around your mouth.
Yeah, water.
Wait.
Shit. No, what I mean like that.
I get a towel and I
recently shaved, so when I shave, then it tends to get all over the place because it enters here and it comes out over here. So
wait, what?
the
toothpaste.
It's what I thought.
The toothpaste.
Oh, right. How does it come out?
Damn. Round three.
Oh, yeah.
Round three. If Tom the gets a point this round, we
it's
go
double.
To our bonus questions. Oh. It's not double.
Okay. No worries.
The Urban Dictionary is.
So I read it. Punchology.
Tom goes first.
Is it a almost like a dictionary of punching, maybe? Like a catalogue of punching.
How would you like me to punch you in the face tonight, sir?
Choose one.
Page 56.
This one's an extra 50p, but don't worry, I'll take it off your lead body.
Is incorrect.
Dylan.
I kind of want to say it's like your like recipes for making punch. Like the drink.
Oh,
that's a different route.
Like maybe your personal collection of, I don't know.
I like it. Mm. I feel like it's wrong though.
I feel like I agree.
Mm.
Incorrect.
Okay. Oh. Aiden, punchology.
I'm going to go back to the physical punching.
I think that's the right.
I don't know. I feel like we're on the right path there.
Yeah.
I think it's maybe where one guy, you're at a bar or whatever, gets into a scrap in the bar and then it's all done and then it spills out all over again. Oh man, what a punchology tonight. Whole series of punches going on.
It's the worst answer I've ever heard.
Yeah, you know, I thought you were going somewhere which was going to be your next answer and I was like, yeah. And
then punchology, it's like a series of...
You
sailed
right
like,
past.
It's like a series
of... You saw the X-Wing and you chose the Y-Wing.
Like, Y-Wings are cool, man.
It's like a series of... It's a series
that's
of
arguable.
Just like,
no, it's not.
Whatever.
Incorrect.
All right, cool.
Oh, I should be thinking.
I'm not even mad about it.
Now let's give you a hint.
It's about to be a punchology.
Pipe down, man.
Pipe down. This is the hint. I'm still pissed about it, so I gave a punchology rather than an apology. She said, sorry, bitch face, I think I just got a punchology.
That's terrible, but I think I understand.
Don't read it!
Dickhead.
Oh, yeah.
I proper slapped
you. Don't read it!
My spleen!
I think we should skip Tom, considering the fact that he tried to read the screen.
No, I didn't see anything.
Come on, dude, it's
easy.
It's
very
on a plate,
easy.
Dude.
You fucking read the screen at the same time. Like, come on.
I just don't see the connection.
It's on a plate. It's not a real word.
It's not even on a plate. It's like served in a buffet.
Here comes the airplane of punchology definition.
That's on my shoulder.
Slap my head.
So, just punching someone.
What? No! I don't get it!
You
supposed
answer.
To be for that answer just now. What are you doing?
Like, just an insult.
Oh, my
God. Oh, Jesus. Tom.
I'm so bad.
You're not spending enough time with the Utes.
Is that your final?
Yeah, just end it. Yeah.
So close.
Oh, man.
Incorrect.
But still wrong.
Dylan, he gets it wrong.
Oh, my God, it's so obvious.
Don't put it past me. So it's like when you have to apologize to someone, but rather than apologize, you're still angry. So you insult them instead and possibly may involve punching. But I'm going to assume more insulting rather. So you're not actually sorry. You're still angry about it.
Apology, punchology.
Oh my God, has it finally clicked?
It's clicked, man.
It's incorrect.
It's got to be.
I'm going to give that to you.
What was it? Can we get a constellation?
Let's say Aiden's.
So yeah, it's like when you're meant to apologise, but it's a really sort of like you. Okay, let me get this wording right. So you're meant to apologise, but you don't. So you just fuel it a little bit more, but in a really passive aggressive way.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah.
I get it now.
An apology is stated but is combined with a verbal punch so that the recipient is left unsure about the actual sincerity of the apology.
You can just say insulted, man.
I'm going to give it to Dylan because he said it first.
Oh, interesting, yeah.
He gets it.
Fair enough. I mean, we were on the same plate. It's very good.
Hold on, mate.
Yeah, now, now. I'm really upset that Tom took so long to click. Rather than an apology, a punchology.
I want that homicide connection? Right up.
Oh, apology.
I missed it completely.
Because we have three of you.
Is Tom eliminated?
Every week, it's only you two.
There he is.
Because we have three of you, we're gonna do the bonus round question, worth 2 points.
Jamesing it.
The hint is, man, I jamesed it in the shower this morning.
I don't think it's that.
Me and James!
I'm pretty sure it's the same as Jones.
That would be my first guess.
Are you guessing that?
Well,
guessing
on.
What?
What are you saying?
Wait, you're stealing my answer?
Yeah,
okay,
man.
Yeah, fine, dude.
Yeah.
You're
stealing everyone's
having
answer.
Having a
five knuckle shuffle.
Very good.
Have it, James in it.
Yeah.
Correct.
Oh, wait, yeah. Was I right? I did it as a joke.
We were all right.
We all get 2 points.
One. It was the very obvious one.
It was during Tom's turn. Tom gets it. Which brings us on.
Dude, it was so easy. Yeah, like, what else was it going to be?
You got 1 point.
Oh,
I thought that
you
was
got
2 points.
Point.
I got, yeah.
You've got 2 points.
Yeah.
This question is for 2 points.
This is what I mean. anyone can win.
This is a Mario Party.
Mario Party.
I don't like this. I want to discriminate.
What?
You want...
What?
Meat guillotine.
I've got an idea, but it's probably completely wrong.
Go on.
No, it's not my go, is it?
Yeah, well, your turn.
So there's two definitions to this.
Okay.
And I'm going to let you guys guess...
Either.
To both of them, either.
Mm-hmm.
Aiden, Tom, Dylan.
Yeah.
I'm going to go along the realms of in the bedroom, and meat guillotine.
Okay,
it sounds like a sex move, right?
Ah.
Hey, baby, you want
to
get the meat guillotine?
I'm just trying to picture, what is it, like a karate chop to the dick?
No.
It's
the opposite. You use your penis.
Down with the patriarchy!
Build a barricade.
As like a choking device. So, you know, like... In the UFC, you have the guillotine choke, right?
Where yeah,
you
everyone
knows, but now I do.
And you get your penis and you wrap it around and you just... meat guillotine!
Meat guillotine!
Shout out to saying.
I mean, it's an impossible move, but...
Incorrect!
Terrible!
Right. What else is it going
to
be?
Are you talking about the ability to do it?
Impossible.
Or about the thing?
I've tried.
Meat guillotine.
Incorrect. Tom.
I might move away from the bedroom.
I'm going to stay.
That's a safe move.
Into the bathroom.
I wouldn't stay in that bedroom, that's for sure.
No.
You don't want to get meat guillotine, bro.
I did not tell. Nothing!
I feel like you can't really tap out of that because they might just think that you're playing long.
No, that's how you get out of it. You turn them, make them hard. And they unwrap.
No!
Yes!
And then they gasp for it and just get.
This is a.
Jesus Christ!
It's the meat guillotine
finish
into
her.
Sword swallow combo.
Incorrect!
Meat guillotine is when you cutting meat in half with a cleaver.
Oh my god, that's.
Incorrect.
Okay.
Dylan.
It's the most boring answer I've ever heard.
You like it? You like that?
You like that?
Like that.
Cut that
meat guillotine. Is it like a dick slap but on their head slash neck?
You know, is that like your final answer?
You know a dick slap.
I know what
dick slap
is. That your final answer?
I think it's right. Look at his face.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Time. Great.
Well, he done it! So I was right. I wasn't right. That was very good, though.
Well done, man.
I was in the right realms. I should have gone more basic.
Meat guillotine, the first description is... Well, the hint is... Hey, John's sleeping. He's going to get a meat guillotine.
Oh, my God.
Which does fit Aiden's one.
Yeah, a little bit.
Talking about dick slaps, did you guys know that in French there's actually a word
what is
for it? Like, that genuinely describes it.
What is it?
And it's bifle. I feel like I must have told you
that. Oh, that's amazing.
Hey, baby, you want the
bifle? It seems so loud. You want the bifle?
You want the bifle,
no?
Oui.
Meat Guillotine, slap your friend's Adam's apple on his neck.
Oh.
With your penis. With your penis.
I don't know about doing that to a friend.
Whilst he's sleeping, then throw your hands up and scream, "You just got me guillotined!" then you throw water on him and walk out.
Are you chatting shit, or is that actually...
That's it. The other one...
What's the water got to do with it?
What about...
The other one, I'm going to quickly say the hint. If you can guess it really quickly, you get a point. This is a quick fire one. The other meat guillotine, the hint is the fire alarm went off whilst I was taking a dump, so I had to engage the meat guillotine.
Okay, got it. So you have to chop a shit halfway through and run. Got it.
Oh, that's actually pretty... You know what? I don't know why nobody thought of that. Like, that's probably an easier one to think of.
That's
than
the other one.
Wrapping your dick around someone and choking him out with...
Take it! Dylan, 4 points.
What the fuck? 4 points?
Nice, 4 points. Get
point.
Nice. Dylan, 4 points.
Why did he get so many?
You know what?
Aiden, 3 points.
Oh, in total.
Right, Thomas, 1 point.
Wait, hold on. Why does he have 3 points in total?
Because I just got 2 points.
2 points for that one.
Oh, we both got 2 points.
So...
Oh, yes. Did I get points for that? Oh,
Tom.
Nice. Yeah.
Participation trophy again.
There are a couple in the studio if you want to go back.
I might go grab one, actually.
Well done, Tom.
They're quite cute and adorable.
Well done, Tom. You got a point. Maybe Urban Dictionary isn't your game.
I'm going to research.
You got absolutely bouffled, mate.
Yeah, baby. I need to get a
bouffle. Go for a beef walk, Tom.
Nice.
No, Tom, we're sorry, you piece of shit. Sorry, that was a patrology. Tom! Mom!
Oh, no.
You know, yes, so desperate for your mother.
Could you suicide beef walk?
How would that?
You have to fart.
Yeah, but if you're doing it at the same time,
you can
beef walk
to another room and be like, "Oh my god, come quick!" And you have to hold your fart in into the what?
Oh, right, so not masturbating.
Yeah, that's the same as popcorn, isn't it?
What? That's
popcorn.
Where's
the link? Where's the link? I'm trying to find the link. Where is it?
Did you guys never play that?
What?
It was like when you farted and you said popcorn, so that people smell.
Oh, what's that? Have you ever... No, I thought it was a Luxembourg
thing.
Oh, yeah, in Luxembourg, we have these things like popcorn. it's an American thing, but, you know, it's come to our country.
That was a really good accent.
What's it called? Cupcake. Oh, that is.
Is that, like, the one where you stuff a bunch in your mouth?
No, it's to do with farting.
Oh.
You never cupcaked anyone.
Is that
so good
type of deal?
Kind of, but you're mobile. You don't need a duvet. So you just go like that into your hands, and then
mobile.
You just...
Mobile.
So you cup your hand.
It's a mobile unit! Oh my god!
you literally fart into your hand while it's cupped, and then you go, cup, cup, and they're like,
fart!
Please, fart. He's mobile. He's on the move.
You never seen that?
Aiden second. Dylan, first place. Special guest. Well done. Dylan, now...
In a good way, or do you mean special the way my mother says
it? Retarded. Okay. Dylan, you get a special randomly generated title, okay? Could be good, could be bad.
Can you be pregnant?
Can't be pregnant, that's Aiden's.
That's mine, man.
And the word is...
We are Legion.
Dylan the Terrible.
That's quite cool, though.
That's good.
It's like Vlad the Impaler.
That's cool.
Fuck me.
Dylan the Terrible. Dylan, well done. Dylan Terrible.
Well done, Dylan
Terrible. Aiden the Pregnant. Oh, and Tom.
The Nothing.
The Nothing. You don't even
get
that.
Title, so.
Well, that title's not going to help me get through security.
No.
Dylan the Terrible.
But you'll get chicks.
Hey, look, Dylan the Terrible.
You'll
get him.
Chicks. Definitely.
Terrible in bed. Get booth later.
Well done, guys. That's all we have time for. I feel like that was a long game. Dylan, thank you for coming on. Special guest.
Thank you. It was great coming on.
Thank you. Hopefully we can have you on again once Tom does have a title.
Oh, no. I just want to steal it again.
Never.
Never. You might do, Tom, next week. We're gonna have different games, different rounds. And then hopefully you can snatch it back, Tom, and also have a title for yourself. Aiden the Pregnant, how do you feel?
Pregnant.
Great. Dylan the Terrible, how do you feel?
Pretty terrible, not going to lie.
Tom, how do you feel?
Like nothing.
Feels nothing.
Before we end, any shout out?
Sophie.
I enjoy the clapping. Dylan, any shout outs?
Don't look at me when you say Dylan.
It's going to be here on URF next year. Not here, but on URF. No, I don't know.
I guess.
Any shout outs?
No, nice one.
My distinction.
library.
Are you done with your shout-outs? How many did you get?
One.
Everyone's only
I have no shout-out.
Shout-out to my new skateboard.
Yay! Yay! Different than his mum this week.
His mum.
Yeah, yeah.
My mum actually called me before I came on here, so.
I know, I was in the room.
Shout-out.
She come skate with us.
What, my mum?
No, you.
Oh.
Yeah,
you can.
Or both.
Yeah, both.
I mean,
my mum can do a sick kickflip.
Suicide wank.
Kickflip, suicide wank. Mid kickflip. Hey, mom!
It just adds a little speed to it, you know?
No. Oh my god. No.
Thank you, everyone, for joining me.
Thank you.
That's what it is. Thank you.
Thank you.
Same time next week. If you have any emails and any questions you want to ask us, email us at havingwordspodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on iTunes at Having Words. I'm pretty sure you can find us on
iTunes. We're on iTunes.
Probably can't. At this rate, excuse me. At this rate, you probably can.
Is it only on the UK one?
Check out our Facebook at Having Words Podcast.
Now,
if you guys like this episode, be sure to rate our podcast and leave a little comment if you want to. Also, bless Tom not having a title yet. Please put in the rating what title you hope Tom to get.
Stud when muffin.
Stud
muffin.
Beef Walker. When he eventually wins. Thank you guys, and see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.